All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're diving deep into the digital world of China, like the websites and apps that are huge over there.
It's a whole other internet, really.
Yeah. So if you're interested in China,
right,
or maybe you're thinking about doing business there, you got to know this stuff.
Right. It's a whole different landscape.
We've got a ton of research on the most popular Chinese websites in 2025.
It's a fascinating snapshot of what's trending and influential over there, you know?
It's like a cheat sheet to understanding what people in China are clicking on.
Okay.
So let's start with the basics. Search engines. Here, it's Google, but in China.
It's Baidu.
Baidu, yeah. It's like the Google of China. It's even ranked like fifth globally for website traffic, which is huge.
Yeah, Baidu's massive. And it's not just search. They've got their hands in everything. Maps, cloud storage, even their own version of Wikipedia.
Wow, really?
It's called Baidu Bike. And they've got forums too, Baidu Tiba.
So it's kind of like a one-stop shop for everything online. But I've heard that it can be a bit tricky to navigate, especially for international companies. Like, I read that Baidu tends to prioritize local businesses in its search results.
Yeah, that's right. Their algorithms are definitely geared towards the Chinese market, you know? And then, of course, there's the censorship issue.
Ah, right.
Certain topics and search terms are off limits.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, considering the government's control over online content in China.
It's definitely something to be aware of.
You know, this makes me realize how important it is to really understand the language and culture if you want to succeed in China's digital world.
Absolutely. Imagine being able to, like, really understand the nuances of those search terms, you know?
Yeah, the slang, the cultural references. It'd be like having a secret weapon.
Exactly. It would give you a huge edge, especially in business.
I can see that.
You know, if you're thinking about learning Chinese, a school like Mandarin Zone, with all their experience, could be really helpful. They've been around for over a decade, so.
That's a good point. Okay, let's move on from search engines to news. What about Sina? I hear it's a pretty big deal in China.
Sina is massive. It's like all the major news outlets rolled into one. News, sports, entertainment, finance, you name it, they cover it.
So it's like the go-to source for staying informed.
Pretty much.
But what about, like, opinions and public discourse?
Mm.
Do they have anything like Twitter in China?
Oh, for sure. They've got Weibo, which is Sina's microblogging platform.
Or Weibo.
Yeah, it's where people go to share their thoughts, debate current events, follow celebrities. It's fascinating.
So it's kind of like the pulse of what's happening in China?
Exactly.
But are there any platforms that offer a different perspective, like one that's maybe a bit more critical?
Well, there's iFeng, or Phoenix TV, which is based in Hong Kong.
Okay, interesting.
Gives them a little more freedom, you know, editorially. They're known for their investigative reporting, tackling sensitive topics that mainland platforms might avoid.
So it's like a breath of fresh air in a tightly controlled media environment.
It's a good way to put it.
It really makes you wonder how much easier it would be to understand all these nuances, like in the news and on social media, if you could read and speak Chinese.
It'd be like seeing the world with new eyes. You'd pick up on all sorts of things that you'd miss otherwise.
You're making me want to sign up for Chinese classes right now.
Well, if you are considering it, Mandarin Zone's a great place to start. They've got the experience. They know the culture.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about something a little more universal, social connections. What are the big social media platforms in China?
Well, everyone knows WeChat these days, but there's also QQ, which has been around forever.
Well, QQ, I thought WeChat was like the king of social media in China.
It is, but QQ still has a huge following, especially among younger people and gamers.
So is QQ like a Chinese version of Facebook, or?
It's kind of a mix of things, you know, messaging, social networking, and even gaming. They've got a platform called QQ Games, which is super popular.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just about chatting. It's about playing games and, like, connecting with people that way.
Exactly. And they've got other features, too, like QQ Music for streaming and QQ Wallet for payments.
So it's like a whole ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how, even in the digital world, cultural preferences shape the way people connect, you know?
It really does. It shows how diverse the online world can be.
Okay, so we've talked about search, news, and social media. What about video content? Is there a Chinese version of YouTube?
You bet. It's called Youku, and it's packed with movies, TV shows, and even user-generated content.
So, like, Chinese dramas and viral videos. Sign me up.
Uh-huh, right. But you might run into some issues accessing it outside of China because of licensing and censorship.
Ah, the joys of geo-restrictions.
It adds a bit of a challenge to the experience, I guess.
Okay, so moving on to something that always gets me excited online shopping, I'm dying to know. What are the Chinese versions of Amazon or eBay?
Get ready to add some new bookmarks because you're gonna love Taobao and JD.com.
Okay, lay it on me. What are they all about?
Imagine a massive online bazaar. That's Taobao. It's all about variety, competitive prices, and you can even haggle with sellers.
Wait, haggle? Like online?
Yep, it's part of the fun.
That's amazing.
It's like a digital street market.
Okay, I need to check this out.
You definitely do. And then there's JD.com, which is more like a sleek department store focusing on high-quality brands and fast delivery.
So Taobao for deals and variety, JD.com for like a more premium experience.
Exactly. You got it. It's interesting, right?
So after I've done all my shopping on Taobao and JD.com, I'm gonna need some food. Is there a Chinese equivalent of Yelp?
There is, and it's called Dianping.
Ringping, okay, what's that like?
It's kind of like Yelp, but it's got even more features. You know, reviews, photos, videos, even group buying deals for restaurants.
Group buying for food. Tell me more about that.
It's called Tuangu, and it's super popular. People can team up and buy vouchers for restaurants at discounted prices.
That's awesome. Like a foodie flash mob.
It's a great way to save money and try new places.
You know, it's making me realize how much I'm missing out on by not being able to, like, fully understand all the reviews and comments on these platforms in Chinese.
Oh, you'd be amazed at the hidden gems you could uncover. It's a whole world of culinary adventures.
It's true. Learning Chinese would definitely take the experience to a whole new level.
It's like unlocking a secret door to a whole other dimension of the internet, you know?
Yeah, I'm starting to see that. And, you know, Mandarin Zone, that language school we talked about earlier, they could probably help me with that.
Absolutely. They're experts in immersing people in the language and culture.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna check them out. Now, we've covered search, news, social media, shopping, and food. What else is there to explore in the Chinese digital world?
Well, if you need an apartment, a job, or even just some furniture, there's 58 Tongcheng.
58 Tongcheng. What in the world is that?
It's basically a Chinese version of Craigslist, but even bigger.
Wow, so you can find anything on there.
Pretty much. It's like the go-to place for classifieds in China.
It's incredible how the internet has become so integral to everyday life in China.
It's really amazing how these platforms have woven themselves into the fabric of society.
It makes you wonder what the future holds for the Chinese digital landscape, right?
It's definitely evolving at an incredible pace. Who knows what kind of amazing innovations we'll see in the years to come?
Well, I can't wait to find out. This has been an eye-opening journey so far.
It's just the beginning. We've only scratched the surface of what's out there.
I'm excited to keep exploring.
Me too. There's so much more to discover. So let's shift gears a bit. Have you ever heard of Sea Trip?
Sea trip. Not ringing a bell. What is that?
It's like the top travel booking website in China. You can book everything on there: flights, hotels,
Oh, free.
train tickets. Those are essential if you're traveling around China.
Right.
Even full vacation packages, you know?
Let's get.
Like the Expedia of China.
I see. So is it better to use Sea Trip than like one of the global travel sites if you're going to China?
For sure. They're totally focused on the Chinese market, so they've got a much better understanding of domestic travel, you know?
Makes sense.
They know all the local hotels, all the train schedules. Those can get pretty complicated in China.
Yeah, I bet.
And the best part is they have an English version of their website.
Oh, shoo. That's good to know.
Makes things a lot easier. And their prices are usually better than the international sites, too.
Oh, even better. So Sea Trip's the way to go if I'm planning a trip to China.
Absolutely. Whether you're dreaming of the Great Wall or the pandas, Sea Trip's got you covered.
You know, speaking of travel, it makes me think about how much more I could experience in China if I like really understood the language.
Oh, for sure. Imagine, you know, being able to chat with the locals, read the menus, really immerse yourself in the culture.
It'd be amazing. I could even haggle at the markets like a pro.
Right. You could even try using Dianping, that food app we talked about earlier, in Chinese. You'd find the best hidden gems.
It's true. You've convinced me I need to learn Chinese. Maybe Mandarin Zone can help me out with that.
They're great. They could definitely get you up to speed. Okay, so moving on from travel, let's talk about WeChat.
WeChat. Isn't that a messaging app like WhatsApp?
Kind of, but it's way more than that. It's like a super app. Messaging, social media, mobile payments, even business networking.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it's like everything you do online, all in one app.
It's kind of hard to wrap my head around.
It's become essential in China. Everyone uses it for everything.
Wow. So how do businesses actually use WeChat?
Well, they use it for marketing, customer engagement. They'll create official accounts to, you know, share updates, promote products.
That's smart.
And since WeChat pays built in, they can sell things right through the app. It's super convenient.
So it's like a whole e-commerce platform too.
Exactly. And businesses can network on there, exchange contacts, you know, even join groups to discuss industry stuff.
So it's like LinkedIn too.
Pretty much. It's crazy how much they've packed into one app.
It sounds like WeChat is a must-have if you're doing business in China.
Oh, for sure. It's the backbone of the digital economy over there.
This is blowing my mind. I had no idea WeChat was so, like, powerful.
It's amazing how one app can have such a huge impact.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. Learning Chinese and mastering WeChat seem like essential skills for anyone who wants to really understand China's digital world.
It's like the key that unlocks everything.
I'm starting to feel like I'm missing out on a whole other world.
There's a lot to discover, for sure.
You know, maybe I should reach out to Mandarin Zone.
Yeah.
I bet they could teach me all about WeChat, too.
Oh, I'm sure they could. They're all about understanding Chinese culture, digital and otherwise.
Okay, noted. So we've talked about the big platforms, but what about like more niche websites?
Well, if you're into finance, you've got to check out Zwiki.
Ziki, what's that?
Think of it as a Chinese version of like Seeking Alpha.
Oh, interesting. So it's for investors.
Yep, they can research stocks, share ideas, that kind of thing.
It's like a social network for investors.
Exactly. It's become really popular in China. People are really interested in investing these days.
Yeah, the Chinese market is pretty hot right now.
For sure. So if you're thinking of investing in Chinese companies, Suiki is a good place to start.
Definitely adding it to my list. It's amazing how these platforms, you know, reflect different aspects of Chinese society.
Yeah, it's like a window into how people think and what they value.
It's fascinating. All right, so what else is out there? I'm ready for more.
Let's dive into the world of Chinese education. There's this platform called Zhuebang, which is pretty
Hey,
interesting.
what bang, huh? What's that all about?
So imagine a place where students can, get help with their homework like right away
Okay.
and connect with tutors online and access all kinds of educational resources, all from home.
So it's like online tutoring.
Yeah, exactly. It's called Zhuebang and it's become really huge in China.
Wow, it sounds like a game changer for students.
Oh, it definitely is. It's made education, more accessible for everyone.
It's amazing how technology can do that.
For sure. It's like breaking down barriers.
You know, it makes me think, imagine if you were trying to learn Chinese and you had access to a platform like that.
Right. You could like get help with your Chinese homework, practice with native speakers. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, that would be incredible. I mean, I'm already feeling inspired to learn Chinese just from all the cool websites we've been talking about.
It's a fascinating language and it opens up so many doors, you know?
It's true. Speaking of doors, what other cool platforms should we check out?
All right, well, if you're interested in like Chinese pop culture and entertainment, there's a website called Bilibili.
Bilibili. Okay, I'm intrigued. What is it?
It's a video sharing platform, super popular with like Gen Z and millennials in China.
Okay.
It's kind of like a mix of YouTube, Twitch, and Netflix, but with a really strong focus on anime and gaming.
Oh, wow. So I could like watch Chinese anime series and gaming live streams.
Exactly. And there's tons of user-generated content too. It's a real hub for creativity, you know?
I bet it's a great way to see what young people in China are into.
Oh, absolutely. It's a fascinating glimpse into their world.
You know, this whole deep dive has really opened my eyes to the Chinese digital world.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? It's like a whole other universe of websites and apps.
And I'm realizing how much more I could understand and appreciate if I knew Chinese. Like, imagine being able to watch those Bilibili videos and actually get all the jokes and references.
Right. It'd be a whole different experience. You'd be in on the inside jokes, you know?
It's true. You know what? I'm convinced. I'm finally going to take the plunge and learn Chinese.
That's great. I'm so glad to hear that.
I think I'm going to check out that Mandarin Zone school we talked about earlier. They seem like they really know their stuff.
They're fantastic. They'll guide you every step of the way.
Awesome. Well, this has been an incredible deep dive. I've learned so much about the Chinese digital landscape.
Me too. It's been a real eye-opener.
And to our listeners, if you're ever curious about a particular topic or website, don't hesitate to send us your deep dive requests.
We're always up for an adventure.
Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.
And keep diving deep.